so far, unfortunately, this year again, 102 people have lost their lives in our loads. I know it's 24 fewer than the same period last year, but after July, when there were 20 deaths on our roads, if this trend continues, as much as 100 families could be dealing with the loss of a loved one before the end of the year, and we can't allow this to happen.
Now, when school returns, it brings its own challenges. There's more cars on the road earlier in the morning, children walking to school, and people driving, of course. Everybody has to take extra care, you'd say.
That's right. Like, the drastic increase in traffic compared to what we have over the last few weeks, like, with schools being off. Now, all of a sudden, one morning there's no cars on the road, the next morning, following morning, and there's pedestrians, school children, more cars on the road, maybe bad weather. So we have to be fully aware of what's going on around us, and we can't become complacent. We have to take responsibility for our actions, and by sharing the road safely and working together, we can play a role in saving lives. Like, the recent report by the RSA identified 19 people killed were reported as not wearing a seatbelt. And the painful reality is that some of the 19 killed would be alive if they had only taken a few seconds to put on their seatbelt.
Now, as it relates to school going as well, very important that both pedestrians and drivers respect school wardens, respect traffic lights, zebra crossings, etc.
Well, we hope they do. But as has been identified over the last number of days, that motorists are not identifying and being aware of school wardens. They're not responsible in relation to school traffic lights. They have to be fully aware that if a traffic light turns red or if a school warden puts out a stop sign, they have to stop, because there is pedestrians, children crossing the road, so they have to be fully aware that they have responsibility to stop to let those people cross the road.